Police in Nanaimo are warning the public about multiple methods fraudsters have been using recently to scam residents out of their money recently. In one case, a woman who fell victim to the grandson scam told police she lost $1,700 after being led to believe her grandson needed money to get out of jail. The victim said she received a phone call earlier this month from a person claiming they were with the RCMP. Her grandson had been arrested after being involved in a motor vehicle accident, and for him to be released from police custody, she had to send money to crawford112@gmail.com. After the money was sent, the victim realized she had probably been scammed and is currently working with her bank to get her money back. Law enforcement officers will never call you asking for money, noted a Nanaimo RCMP press release. If a caller says they are law enforcement, call the actual number for the police agency involved and confirm. Also, never send money to anyone based on a phone call or email unless you can confirm who it is, and do so by asking personal questions such as the name of family pet, their nickname, where you vacationed, etc. In another recent scam, the victim told police she received a phone call from a man who claimed to work with Amazon, who said the company had detected suspicious charges on her account. The caller convinced her to pay $899 through a money wiring service and $900 at a Bitcoin ATM. The victim is now working with her bank to try to recover her money. Police say no legitimate company will ask for money to be deposited in a Bitcoin ATM. A caller told police she lost $350 after receiving a call from a fraudulent financial planning firm. She provided personal banking information to the scammer with the expectation that she was paying for financial planning advice, but was given an out-of-service number. No financial company will ever ask you for personal banking information. If you have provided personal information, immediately change your PIN and passwords for banking accounts. You may also want to consider canceling your credit cards and debit card, RCMP noted. A search engine review would have confirmed that this was not a legitimate investment firm. Another scam victim lost $40 to a fake lotto prize scam after she answered a survey she came across on social media that indicated a chance to win a truck and $150,000. After entering, the woman received a phone call from a scammer who instructed her to purchase $40 in gift cards and provide the codes from the cards. As technology evolves, so do the tactics of deceit, said Reserve Const. Gary O'Brien, Nanaimo RCMP spokesperson, in the news release. By staying informed and skeptical, we can better protect ourselves and our communities. To learn more about current frauds and scams, visit the Fraud Center website.